Ready to fly at last. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was outside a giant hangar in Everett, Washington on July 8, 2007, 7807, that Boeing unveiled its new 787 Dreamliner.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 787 Dreamliner.
With the first carbon fiber fuselage and fuel-efficient engines.
Boeing has done what all the most successful designer tried to do. Push the limits.
It certainly did push the limits, mainly of Boeing's manufacturing process, because what few people understood, except for those actually working on the plane, was that the model they rolled out on that day was a shell. There was nothing inside. And what followed were a series of delays which called into question the idea that a plane could be designed on a computer using parts from all over the world. Shipments were late, rivets didn't fit, parts were substandard, deadlines kept slipping. But now, finally, the 787 is ready. Chief Test Pilot Mike Carriker has spent the last 619 days making it do things an airplane should never have to do.
We spend 99% of our time breaking the airplane and making sure that the airplane will operate safely after it is broken.
And it did. And on Friday, the FAA finally certified the 787 Dreamliner as ready for commercial service.
It just builds excitement inside the airline because they go, look, we have a brand new airplane, we have a great product, we have a good future in front of us.
The first Dreamliner goes to all Nippon Airways in about a month. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.